Of the three county-owned marinas within the harbor at Bodega Bay, one is leased to a sports fishing operator. Another reverted to county control last year, but in a state of advanced disrepair. And the third, 30-year-old Spud Point Marina, is barely able to cover its operating costs, even in good fishing years. Carol Hart, head of the county's regional parks department, reported to county supervisors on the current status and future possibilities for those facilities this week. A first step, she suggested, should be to consolidate commercial fishing services at Spud Point.
We're focused on the three facilities. Mason's, we just took over on April 1, and it's really in pretty bad shape. So we're trying to figure out what can we do to improve the situation there. But really, it's about closing a big chunk of it and consolidating the boats at Spud.
But Spud Point is a money-losing proposition for the county most years, a black hole in the county budget, observed Supervisor Efren Carrillo. So Hart's report also offered ideas to boost revenues there, even as she acknowledged that they remain at the mercy of the success or failure of each year's crab and salmon catch.
The problem at Spud is that the plan for the marina originally included things like a restaurant, a chandlery, or a boatyard, a boat lift, and little by little those things have either closed or broken down. So now all we have really is the marina, the ice plant, which is really on its last legs and very expensive to replace, gas. So the actual commercial fishing marina is being operated, but the revenues aren't sufficient to support it.
Hart and her staff have also developed a bold and expansive vision for the county to add and coordinate educational and recreation facilities at Bodega Bay. The centerpiece for this concept is a Center for Outdoor Opportunities and Learning, the COOL Center for short.
The COOL Center is just some ideas, very high level, about taking Mason's, which needs probably to be torn down, and potentially building something there that's what we call an extroverted visitor center that would open up to the bay so that you would walk in and you would immediately see the bay. And its focus would be on learning, on doing.
But with some new business tie-ins included.
At that center, right outside the door, you could get kayak, you could go on a whale watch boat, birding, bike renting, paddle boarding, the whole range of activities. So it's kind of an open-ended idea waiting for input from the community.
The immediate response from the handful of people present at the board session was encouraging, including comments from Chuck Capato, president of the Bodega Bay Fishermen's Marketing Association.
Anything we can do to take this jewel we have in Bodega Bay and make it more viable and more profitable for the county, we need to do. Bodega Bay is an asset for us as a fishing fleet. It's an asset for the county. And the harbor is very important to us because it allows us to have our commercial fishing businesses near our homes.
He suggested including a wholesale fish market in the project. Restaurant owner and crab wholesaler Tony Anello urged the creation of an ad hoc committee of community members and other stakeholders to start moving the vision toward an actual plan, an idea that Supervisor Carrillo was quick to embrace.
We're looking at enhancing the experience for folks that work there, that reside there, but also the people that visit.
Hart also suggested that Bodega Bay become part of a network of transit nodes for West County visitors, enabling them to move among the area's parks and natural resources without having to use their own cars. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.